This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I'm hoping she's going to win. I think he'd be the worst president ever. I, you know, temperament, lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, lack of anything for that matter. He doesn't know what he's going to do. I think he'd be a puppet.
Mark Cuban sounds off, and that's where we start. It is about opinions, everybody has them, about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Mark Cuban happens to be the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and a billionaire. He's on Shark Tank. You may have seen him there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Mark Cuban apparently has lost a few Mavs fans over bashing Trump. He says he's not too worried about it. He doesn't care if that's how weenie-ish people are going to be. He's not down with that. Texas is a red state, but he says he doesn't care if it affects his bottom line. Some Maverick fans don't like him supporting Hillary Clinton while continuing his feud with Donald Trump. And he said, When it's all said and done, I'd rather lose every penny that I have than have Trump as president, because I care more about the future of my family, my children, than I do about my pocketbook. So if it means we play to empty arenas, you know what? I'm down with that. Wow. He has hinted, well, not even hinted, he has said other comments along the way, especially this last 6 months or so, when it comes to his feelings about Donald Trump and his feelings about the election. So it's not necessarily a shock as far as those comments are concerned, just that he says that I don't care if we lose fans. If we lose fans and people are complaining, oh well, I can deal with it. Paul Ryan, who would not campaign for Donald Trump, did say he would vote for him, and he says he did vote for him. He was one of the 27 million early voters to cast their ballots, and he said his ballot was cast for Donald Trump. Trump was in Pennsylvania today, and he talked about Obamacare and saying he would dismantle it. His health care plan outlined on his campaign website and his promise to take care of everybody, but there's no expansion of the coverage. Some people were questioning that. Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, introduced him and referred to a few new elements of Trump's plan that have so far not been on the campaign website. He said that it would include a transition period for people currently receiving Obamacare subsidies, but he did not specify details on how long that would last and whatnot. The premium thing is the thing, the rise in the premium is the thing that cripples so many people. The average increase for a benchmark plan is, ready for this, hold on to your seats, 25%. 25% in Pennsylvania, 53%. That is insane. Doubling down, making people pay that much for health care. And, of course, health care was the focus of the event where Trump was on Tuesday, one of them anyway. He spent a few minutes on his plan before he turned back to his speech. He said he would improve the climate for American miners and steelworkers, and he pointed to his stance against international trade deals. And he talked about dropping support for school choice, expanding the military, and lowering rates. So it's interesting because Donald Trump seems to have the ear of a lot of peeps right now. And do you realize, as this is leaving my lips, 1 week from today, we will have a new president. takeover. Well, in January they will, in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Wow! That is a wow. After all this conversation, all these different points of view, all these people that we've had on the show, 1 week from today. Don't forget, in our final segment of this show, this hour, we'll do another edition of Nail the Score. Our supercomputer takes all of the matchups and spits out the one that it thinks is best. So, something else to look forward to. Some prizes just came in today, too. The prizes are great. I really want someone to win. We've come so close. So, so close. But it only counts in horseshoes when you're close. So, if you're going to nail the score, you've got to nail the score. Otherwise, it will not work out. And I think most people are talking about that. Crazy. By the way, if you were thinking of flying home or someplace else for Thanksgiving, ooh, I hope you have reservations. Long lines, crowded planes, they expect a 2.5% increase in the amount of people who are traveling to visit family on the long holiday weekend. Airlines have boosted the number of flights and the size of the planes for an average of 74,000 seats each day during the holiday travel period. Wow, I'm just thinking of that number. Americans expect to carry an average of American Airlines expects to carry 2.27 million passengers daily during the travel period. They say the volume just spikes up so ridiculously high. And the days we're talking about, actually the lightest day is Thanksgiving. I've flown on Thanksgiving. It was great. It was a great flight. It was easy peasy. I was tired. It was early in the morning. I got to my brother's house. I crashed, woke up, boom. The bird was on the table. I was plenty happy to do the dishes. It was just, everything was laid out. It was great. The busiest days, just so you know this, are Sunday, November 27th, Monday, November 28th, Wednesday, the 23rd. The lightest day is the day that I said, Thanksgiving Day, but it's also a good day to catch a flight quickly and get out of wherever it is you are and fly to wherever you want to fly to. But there are some sweet deals to be had. Now, the most popular destinations are Vegas, Dallas, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, L.A., Denver, Newark, and San Francisco. I know nobody is stunned by that news. Coming up, we have the re-rack machine, where we go back into the vault and talk to a couple of people who were guests on the show, and they were pretty significant guests. So Ken Timberlane joins us. We talk about wild ends of the spectrum politically. And then Alexandra Liebenthal joins us. She had a weird condition in her hand, these tremors. She finally went to Weill Cornell, and they figured out what it was, thank goodness. We had a great conversation with her. And then we'll mix in phone calls and everything else. In between. One final thing as we start here, the Pope just makes it official. The Pope says women will be banned from priesthood forever. If there was a thought of some woman being able to capitalize in the sense that they would become the Pope. The Pope says, oh no, the Catholic Church bans female priests and will stand forever in that direction. So they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to look over their shoulder, at least with any of the females. Stay with us. Re-rack next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ain't nobody else like me around. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is? It's San Quentin there, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's a blue room.
I've always laughed about that. That they, you know, they're in the business. You're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay.
You know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political log jam, although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name? And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party's a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like the other two, and you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it. But people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. Mm-hmm. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later, I was the governor. And
yeah.
They can't, the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections, is the Senate going to flip.
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
Touché, for sure. One of the things that people, well, then you say voters educating themselves, one of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very racist, because you notice that right away when ISIS came around, they said they were going to sneak in through our Mexican border. Well, lo and behold, if you go back and if the story of 9/11 is true, they came through Canada. They did not come through Mexico. So you can't secure a border to that level. Do we want to be East Berlin? That's my question. Are we going to be East Berlin where we put walls up? I live in Mexico half the year. That's why my show is called Off the Grid. I'm down there off the grid. But point being, I travel across the border twice a year and live in a foreign country for 6 months of the year or more. And when I return to the United States, it's like Checkpoint Charlie. The only thing missing are the Army tanks, and I'm sure they're on their way. Is that what we want our country to stand for?
Yeah, we don't want to see the tanks, that's for sure. And we saw what happened in Ferguson.
I mean, and the point there, I just saw a poll today. I was doing my show. And did you know that well over 26, but by far and away, China, Pakistan is second at 8%, China at 6%. It's like 23 or 24% of the world said they fear war. Who do they fear the most? The United States of America.
Wow.
Now, 25 years ago, people in other countries looked to the United States. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be us. Today, they completely fear that we're going to rain war upon them. I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I mean, I thought they were supposed to lean on us the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor, and that's how the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem's this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah. When you're in,
they end up like me, you know. I'm called controversial. I'm called this and that. And I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth, you know. Look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad. If you call the truther, that's something bad.
Yeah.
So that means lying is good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah, interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little different.
Exactly. You have different colored glasses. They work.
No,
yeah.
Truly, one of my main people on my staff said, "Governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does."
Yeah. That's why you were elected. That's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and the, with the airstrikes, we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40?
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster? Or give them an injection. See, I'm anti-death penalty, but or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah, the injections especially, you're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look at its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
On that, and yours is a great show that will help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage where you can't make over so much. And before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap. Mm-hmm. It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on $10 to $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
$10 to $15 million or $20 million. Yeah, I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today. It's gone up 400-500%. How about a salary cap at the top?
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. Salary cap.
About minimum wage. Let's put a salary cap at the top.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Jump on this. 855-266-5283. Jesse Ventura will catch you on Off the Grid and your podcast, We the People. We appreciate you hanging with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And keep up the good work. Keep talking. Because communication, we need it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Sitting in our virtual green room is Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint. I want to ask you a question. Did you ever think about this? Do you believe that a zap of electricity could relieve arthritis pain, that agony that so many people face, and listen, of all ages? Recently I was talking to a PGA Tour pro who has arthritis. Can you imagine how many times you have to swing the club? And this is a pretty successful guy. What is he doing? And he's searching for the answer. So, Tony, perfect time to have you on, because it does affect, it's not necessarily someone who's super, super older. It affects a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Kate. Rheumatoid arthritis starts sometimes as early as 18 to 20 years old and impacts people at all ages of life.
And when I said the thing about electricity, explain to me what SetPoint is involved with.
Sure. SetPoint is working to further Dr. Kevin Tracy's discovery that there is an inflammatory reflex. And the inflammatory reflex is basically the concept that electrical pulses come from the brain to modulate or control inflammation in the body. So the brain senses these aberrant or out of control inflammatory responses in the body by the vagus nerve, and then it sends regulatory signals down through that same nerve to control or quieten inflammation. So what Dr. Tracy discovered was that in patients that had excessive inflammation, that their signaling mechanism was defective or wasn't effective at regulating inflammation. So he discovered that by putting up a pulse of electricity in the vagus nerve, that you could restore that function or restore the thermostat that controls inflammation in the body and bring people with diseases like rheumatoid arthritis back into a much more normal control and relieve their signs and symptoms again with these electrical pulses. So QS2K, what set points up to, we're developing the device that actually delivers that therapy and helps treat the disease for the patient. So a little tiny implantable device that goes in the vagus nerve in the neck to deliver those pulses.
Wow, and I know this is, SetPoint Medical is, as you say, you're developing that implanted device. There have also been, with the vagus nerve and with Dr. Kevin Tracy, obviously you've been observing some patients, or he's done some trials, and what have they found as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so we've done a trial in patients with rheumatoid arthritis that was done across four or five centers in Europe, with a really prestigious investigator named Dr. Paul Peter Tack. And Dr. Tack agreed to be the primary investigator, where we implanted a device in up to 17 patients. About half the patients had never been on one of these biologic drugs, very expensive, potent drugs, and the other half had failed multiple biologic drugs. So kind of both ends of the spectrum. All the patients had severe rheumatoid arthritis and were to some degree debilitated, like they couldn't button a shirt or couldn't use a fork, or they just didn't have a normal lifestyle. They were, many of them, in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So what the proposition was, we would implant these patients with the device, a first-in-kind trial, it had never been done before, and see how their disease went, as well as all the biomarkers that give an indication of disease. So you look not only at how their joints and pain levels go, but you also measure these specific markers in the blood that are indication objectively for how the disease is trending. So 17 patients were implanted. Of the 17 patients, you know, well over half of the patients, let's see, about 11 of the patients had very substantial responses. A few more had modest responses, and a couple got no response at all to the therapy. But again, a number had just remarkable responses, were able to resume not only a more comfortable life, but a number said, I went back within weeks to doing things I hadn't done in years. I'd been on 8 different drugs and none of them worked. I was in a really desperate situation, and within 3 or 4 weeks, I could ride my bike to the Dutch Post. I could use utensils and dress myself, and it was just the stories that came back were amazing and really happy patients.
And we're speaking with Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint Medical, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. You know what's interesting, too, about this listening to you, and I know that obviously when we talk about inflammation and inflammatory diseases, and there are so many, I hear from people who have Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, we know Alzheimer's, there's a chance, obviously, with these trials and the results that you just discussed, that this could be something that may be also used in thinking about those other diseases, right?
That's absolutely right, Kate. There have already been, there's another trial that a researcher in France saw, our RA trial, and he went to largely duplicate that trial in Crohn's disease, which is, again, a very ugly, debilitating disease of the digestive system, and he went and applied it there and had good success there. We're also conducting a trial in that area, and the early results are positive. And as you've mentioned, a number of other diseases that are really ugly chronic diseases today are primarily inflammatory diseases. Alzheimer's is one, and MS, and there's many others that are primarily inflammatory, and we believe this therapy might be workable for a number of those diseases and enable people to have a potentially safer therapy than the available drug therapies today at a lower cost for the healthcare system.
Oh, yeah. Which wouldn't that be wonderful to see that? You have to be, you know, as somebody who's in this business, and of course you're in the business to do well, but you have to be excited about what a game changer this is.
Yeah, I've been in this industry a long time. I've been fortunate enough to develop a bunch of different therapies and neurosurgery and ear, nose, and throat. Mm. And this is the most exciting one I've been involved in. It's the first therapy I've ever been involved in. That, as a developer of these type therapies, you get really excited because it helps the patient. It gives the doctor another tool to use. Every doctor may not use it in every case, but it gives him another option for his patients, his or her patients, and it costs the provider, our healthcare system, far less money. Usually you get any two of those, but you can't have all three together. So we've got a chance here to do something that's game-changing for patients, that's unlike anything that's been done before. And it could actually help drive healthcare costs substantially lower. So you just don't see that often. And the reason you see these, there's a paper published recently in the PNAS, the National Academy of Sciences, and the reason that's such an exciting thing and it received such a high impact publication is, again, this has never been done before. This whole discovery that you can control what goes on out in the periphery of the body and the joints by stimulating a nerve in the neck was really a crazy thing that Dr. Tracy discovered and that people were very skeptical. Now it's been well established that it works, and we're just at the tip of the iceberg in understanding all the things we can do with these type therapies. So we're the first one, and we're doing a phenomenal thing, but just wait. In the next 5, 10, 15 years, we're going to see this as a new area of medicine and a new way to treat patients that hopefully brings a lot of advantages.
Oh, yeah, and especially when we started off, we talked about rheumatoid arthritis and how awful that can be for people. The simple activities, tying the shoe and just getting dressed, buttoning your shirt or walking a dog down the street and around the block, just the simplest things. It's not even these ferocious weekend warriors. We're talking about, you know, the everyday people that are really suffering with this. Like I mentioned, Tony, I've seen so many people, and they're in great health, but this is what they're dealing with, and they are so frustrated because there isn't any great treatment for them. So, again, the fact that you're on the precipice of changing lives, that has to be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And like you said, it's people tend to think of rheumatoid arthritis as a disease that strikes people in late in life. It's just not true. It affects so many people early in life. And it's not just that you get these pain and this suffering and the inability to use your joints. And you see the images of people, the hands become kind of disfigured. It also has comorbidities. It begins to get in and affect the joints. It will slowly begin to erode the joints and the bones. It tends to have very substantial effects on the cardiac system. So almost certainly somebody that has significant RA later in life as the disease progresses, they're going to have many more complications with heart disease and other diseases. And we believe that if you stop the progress of the disease early with a therapy like this, that you'll also eliminate or reduce any of those complications later in life. So it's not just a thing you do here today to make them feel better. It's something that changes the course, you know, of their whole life when it works well. So it's really exciting. And as you mentioned, the golfer, the thing that's available to these patients today is a really potent and for some people effective biologic therapy that has to be infused or injected weekly. And those therapies are very, very expensive. And when patients go on them, they tend not to last a long time. So if you go on it today, within a few years, half the patients will no longer respond to that therapy, and they're searching for something else for that patient to be on. And of course, each one of those that they try has its own unique and potentially devastating side effects. So it's exciting to have an alternative for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint Medical, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, very much. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Week nine. Can you believe it? In the NFL. Nathan left and took the computer with him for a little bit of R&R. So we put the names in the hats of all the games. We'll shake it around. Hang on a second. In other words, all the teams and who they were facing. And this is, let me see, this is what we come up with here. If this were easy. Oh, and the game of the week, or at least the game, the Nail the Score game, is going to be, you're going to like this one, it's going to be the Broncos and the Raiders. So it's a Sunday night affair, 8:30 Eastern, it kicks in Oakland. Derek Carr and the Raiders, who are 6-2, and the Broncos, who are 6-2. So what we're looking for is your guess, what team you think will win, and what do you think the final score would be. And, you know, a lot of times it ends with a 4 or a 7 or a 1. But it can be any score. Last week we saw ties. We saw, there is no wrong score because, you know, you're surrounding it. I think somebody's going to nail the score this time out, and perhaps it'll be you. Remember, if you're listening to me and you're saying, I can't get through, or I don't have time to jump on the phone lines, you can send me a quick email, but it has to be now. You can't be listening to me later this week. It's just not fair to everybody else. So you can send me an email. I'll see it. It'll be time-stamped, and I'll make sure I get to it. I'll try to read some of them on the air as I move along, too. And that's AmericaTonight.net, and the number, of course, to call to be a part of this is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Oh, I came so close.
You did. So close, but no cigar. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's the line?
Oh, gosh. This game is crazy because I figured it would be Broncos, and it is, but barely by just a point. So 1 point.
Damn.
I know.
Okay. Let's go 37-35. Broncos.
Ooh, 37-35. I like it. High scoring. I wouldn't be surprised if it's high scoring either. There's a good chance with both of these clubs that they air it out. Thanks, Pete. Good luck this time around. So you heard what Pete said. He owns that score. So if you were thinking 37-35 Broncos, he has it. You can't take it. Let's go to Grimm. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, Kate. Why don't you just get you a pinwheel with all the team helmets on it?
There you go. Blow on it. Where's it end up? Yeah, exactly. I love that. I love the sound of those old-fashioned wheels. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do.
Who are you,
you
picking?
You know who I'm picking to win, at least. You know that much. It's the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah.
19-13.
19-13 Broncos.
It's going to be a defensive brawl. It always has been with the Oakland and Denver. It's one of the greatest games ever played in football throughout the ages.
Really? So you think it's going to be just like how the history has been in the past, and it's going to be that kind of game? It's 1 point difference between the two clubs, so it's going to be close. I would be shocked if it wasn't.
You can't beat the Orange Crush.
I know. They are. It doesn't matter. Trevor Siemian, whoever the quarterback is, everybody worried when Brock Osweiler went to the Texans, Grimm, and lo and behold, it didn't matter one bit. They could put in somebody else and they would be fine. And it was all about the defense and, oh no, what's going to happen with the offense? And even though Peyton Manning wasn't any great shakes necessarily offensively in the Broncos last year, there was so much conversation in the other direction. It's wild how it all ended up. All right, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think, Sharon?
I'm going to go Broncos 27, and it's the Ravens.
Broncos and the Raiders.
Raiders. That's how you say Ravens.
Raiders. No.
27-24 Broncos.
Ooh, 27-24 Broncos. And you like football, don't you?
I do.
I do, too. They say the ratings are down, Sharon, but everyone I talk to watches. I mean, I don't get it. I think that we have a lot of football to watch, but, you know, because it's all the different days, but I like watching. I really do.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I can watch any team, absolutely. Sharon, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net. I've got some emails that are coming in. If I can get to them, I will. You'll definitely be locked and loaded. Don't worry about that. americatonight.net. Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett.
Hey. Broncos 20, Raiders 27.
27-20 Raiders.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, Derek Carr is a good quarterback, but, you know, on the other side, Trevor who? But he's getting it done, too. So I think, you know, everybody pretty much has said that it's going to be close. And I think so, too. Everett, enjoy the game. Maybe you're going to nail the score. There's somebody's got to win. And, you know, we've had a couple of winners in the past. Somebody asked me this. In fact, we've had a bunch of winners. It's been a while, but we had a couple of winners, and it was during the football season. So it wasn't something else that we did. They nailed the score. And even, in fact, even somebody on the staff nailed the score. Sometimes you hear Kyle, who's with me, and Kyle nailed the score. You know, and it's just, and he's not a great big football fan. It's just a matter of picking a team and then what the score was going to be. All right, I got a bunch of emails too as well, so I'll hit them up. Hill says, count me down for Raiders. I think the Raiders win it 17-10. Oh, 17-10. Just like Grimm. Then I've got this one from Craig, and Craig likes the Orange Crush to crush the Raiders. He says 38-31. Well, pretty close to Pete and Hawaii, 37-35 for his guess. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I have a bunch of emails, too, on this game. Game 9, like I said, in the NFL. And it is, I feel like I say this all the time. And so, does that mean I'm getting old? What does that mean? I'm a parrot. But it is crazy. The time is like a flash. Boom. Time is like a flash. And here we are, week 9 in the NFL. And the first game of the week, Falcons and the Buccaneers. And then all the way through to the Monday night game, which is the Bills and the Seahawks. But I think this Raiders-Broncos game actually will be one of the better games to watch. One of the better games to watch. Okay, I've got a couple more that I'm going to stack up here and go through those. This one from Sam, and Sam says, Kate, I like the Raiders to crush the Orange Crush. As I heard Grimm talk about the Orange Crush, and I think that the final score in that game is going to be 21-24. All right, 21-24. We have a couple of others. Gonzo likes Broncos to win this 38-31. Wow. Couple of minutes for people to slide in on some emails. It looks like I have a couple more, so don't worry. They count. You get it in before the top. You're good. Good luck to everybody. I hope someone nails the score. Thanks to Daniel for his help on the technicals. Buckle up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.